we delve a little bit deeper, we understand that the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is deeply and intimately connected to the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Every single day, morning and evening, we're required to say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We connect the two words, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God. That means the entire Hanhaga, the way that Hashem runs the world through the name Elohim, all of that belongs to Yudke Vavke. And everything that happens in this world only happens as a result of Hashem's command, Hashem's control. And therefore we say Hashem Echad. There, everything that exists, it's all one. There's no reality outside of Hashem. And you can have a person that will say Kriya Shema for 120 years, every single day, morning and evening. But they'll just say the words, and they won't internalize the concepts. And it's a crying shame, because Kavana in Kriya Shema is everything. Kavana is Ma'akev. So first things first. On its most elemental level, there's a mitzvah to believe in one God, one creator. And the entire cosmos, everything that we perceive, everything we understand to exist, has one Boira, one Manhig, one creator, one sustainer. And there's no other force, there's no other power that had at any level of creation or control over anything in the world. And the Rambam in the second mitzvah of the Sefer HaMitzvahs says, this is the mitzvah to believe in Hashem's unity. We should name and we should believe. The one who makes things happen in the first cause is one and not two, and not more than two. A perfect, indivisible, unique unity. Knowing this is the mitzvah asay. The mitzvah asay, which says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Tzemach Tzedek. Derech Mitzvah Secha. The mitzvah of Achdus Hashem explains the Rambam. Once we understand that Hashem is one in essence, Pashat B'tachas HaPshitas, one perfect, simple unity. That's the mitzvah of Emunah. We then develop it to the mitzvah of Yichud. To understand and appreciate there's no power other than Hashem. Nothing else that exists has any level of control other than Him. Anything that exists in this world exists as a result of the will of Hashem and exists at the behest of Hashem's will. And therefore, although externally it might look like there is no achdus, there's no unity in the world, because there are disparate forces at play, and it looks like there's a boira on one side and a bria on the other side, a creation on one side, creation on the other side, the mitzvah is to recognize intellectually and to understand there is only one force, there's only one leader, there's only one creator, one sustainer. Not connected or attached to anything else. And that's the Zohar HaKadosh. Yichud is Hashem Hu HaElokim. Elokim is Teva, that which we see in the world. To understand that all of that is really just Hashem. It's all just an expression of Hashem's will. So we start to understand the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. It's realized there's only one force at play over here. All there is Hashem. Einod Milvado.